Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, I think lots of people enjoyed Colm Tobin there. Words like immense joy, infectious, says someone else. I'm transfixed, says someone else. Someone else says, Colm Tobin is really just as normal as us mere mortals and living with the what ifs. I would like to say, to whom it may concern, anyone in my house that might be listening, I live with no what ifs, okay? I'd like to make that clear in front of the nation now. No what ifs in the back of my head. Now, we'll stay with Love with a Snarl, actually, because the musician, actress and podcaster Lily Allen certainly got everyone's attention last week. So, right, with just a week's notice, she released an album. She recorded it in 16 days, but the reason it became the cultural talking point of the moment was because the album, which is called West End Girl, was inspired, we'll say, in great detail by the very recent breakdown of Lily Allen's marriage to Stranger Things actor David Harbour. So I'm joined now by a kind of a close contemporary of Lily Allen, broadcaster Afric O'Connell. And, well, Afric, you're of that age of women who kind of grew up with Lily Allen.
She's
always been so
completely
open about herself.
She's nearly exactly the same age as I am. And I remember when she came out first and she was using MySpace to put her music out, and you know, she was one of the first social media artists, that was very accessible through social media and stuff. She's always been brutally honest in her writing, and it's been 7 years since we had the last album from her, which was called No Shame, which was another brilliant album, which was really, really honest as well. But it didn't do well commercially, and it was a great album, but didn't do well commercially. Now, this has come out, West End Girl, and it has exploded. It's her most successful album in a decade.
And it's a terrific album, everything
else. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
So,
yeah.
So, tell me the story that we should say. What's the album about and what was it inspired by?
So, the album is about her relationship with and her marriage to David Harbour, now, who people will know from Stranger Things, most likely. And she is, Lily has, you know, been very honest. She had a great autobiography a couple of years ago called My Thoughts Exactly, that detailed her marriage breakdown to Sam Cooper, and who she has two kids with, and very personal stuff. That was 2018. In 2019, she met David Harbour on the celebrity dating app Raya, and they went on a few dates, and it was, people were speculating about the relationship, and they got married a year later in Vegas, and they were living together, and everything seemed very rosy. And then the marriage broke down. Lily was spotted back on Raya in 2024, and
by me,
ultimate celebrity me. She was back on Raya, and the speculation has been was that she was looking to see whether David Harbour was back on Raya and who he was kind of meeting up with at that stage.
And so this album is in huge detail. The story, but would it be fair to say the story of an open marriage that turned sour?
Yeah, it is. And there's a couple of standout tracks on the album. The first track on it is the title track, West End Girl. This is kind of where the cracks start to appear in the marriage. Lily Allen got cast in 222, A Ghost Story, which she got an Olivier Award for. And the first, or got an Olivier nomination, I should say, for. She, in the first track, talks about David Harbour not being, or a husband, not being particularly thrilled that she had gotten this part and that she was going to be away and all this kind of thing. Loads of brilliant tracks on it. Madeline and Something About a Palace being a couple as well. And
okay,
Tennis.
So who the F is Madeline? Maybe explain.
Yeah. So Madeline seems to be somebody that David Harbour or a husband was having an affair with. Now, Lily explains in the album that they had an agreement that if someone needed to have an extracurricular activity outside the marriage, that it should only be done with strangers and that it should only be a transaction rather than there shouldn't be emotions and there shouldn't be feelings in any relationship. Seems that it turns out that David Harbour was having an emotional affair as well as a physical affair with a woman that Lily calls Madeline in the on the album. And she talks about the texts from this Madeline, who subsequently seems to be a woman called Natalie Tippett, and who has spoken to the Daily Mail herself, who's a costume designer, who met David Harbour a couple of years ago.
Now, she says Madeline is kind of an amalgam of
absolutely that. And this is, and Lily's been very careful in a lot of interviews to say that this is a work of auto fiction, that this is, while these events and the things in the album are inspired by her real life experiences, they're not necessarily gospel, is what she's saying.
Okay.
Now, I don't know whether that's careful on her part or her lawyer's part or whatever it is, but it is absolutely razor sharp, and it's a narrative as well. If you listen to it from start to finish, it documents the breakdown.
Why has it struck a chord?
I don't know particularly whether I think you and I have talked before about young female artists and how the writing now is brilliant. You have artists like Chapel Rowan and Lord and all this kind of stuff. Lily's writing has always been brilliant and it's always been super sharp. But I think Lily's fans have grown up with her, if you know what I mean. So when she was 20 and she was coming out as an artist, people were following her since, you know, the early 2000s on MySpace and growing up with her. So now these people and women, lots of them, are going through the same thing and have had, maybe this isn't a first heartbreak, second heartbreak, third heartbreak. It might be your fourth or fifth heartbreak in your life. And I think it's just really struck a chord with how honest she's been about the effect that has had on her as well.
And he has said nothing. And
he has said not one word.
Yeah, he might be right to keep his trap shut at the moment. He's not winning this one for sure.
He's really not. But what's interesting as well is that the Stranger Things, the new series of Stranger Things is coming out in the next couple of weeks. There will be press for that, and maybe then
we wait for that.
Afric
O'Connell, all with such a pleasure. We've time for a tiny bit of This Is Tennis.
Brilliant.
RTE.ie.